For the October Quorum Court meeting in Faulkner County, please come to order. I want to welcome everybody. Thank you for coming. Tonight, Justice Andy Shocks will lead us an invocation and pledge. Please stand with us.
First, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for being so good to us. Lord, we ask that any decision tonight be made prayerfully. Lord, we acknowledge that if anything good happens tonight, it's because of you, and if anything bad happens, it's because of us. We just hope we make the right decisions and forgive us where we fail, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Secretary, if you'll roll.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Grady. Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Shock.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
12.
All right. So quorum. You know it in the record. All right. I'm going to deviate a little bit. We've got a fairly lengthy new business agenda tonight, and I want to, rather than making some folks wait around all night, I'd like to give them an opportunity right off the bat. So I'm going to call a little bit of an audible here. I want to recognize our new Veteran Services Officer, Mr. Terry Hooten. Thank you. Mr. Hooten comes with such a great reputation and a wealth of knowledge and a great disposition and mindset to go to bat for the many, I guess, more than 7,000 veterans known to live in Faulkner County. Really excited to have him on board. I know he's been busy training and sort of getting the front end stuff out of the way with the Veterans Affairs, or the VA, Veterans Administration. And I want to thank you for your dedication to our country, but also to the veterans of Faulkner County. We thank you, and we welcome you. You'll start seeing more about that in the facility, housing the veteran services offices in the coming weeks. So we're really excited. Thank you for coming tonight. Welcome to stay all night. Just didn't want to make you wait through all that. Wanted everybody to get a chance to see you and know that you're here. Thank you. So much. Also, I'd like to also announce Mary Beth Gross, our county agent, county extension agent, passed around, I think, to everyone, notice of their turkey fundraiser. The Faulkner County 4-H, which is shepherded and administered through the extension, orders are due November 3rd. Call. They've got a phone number there. If you need that information, be sure to see Miss Mary Beth before she leaves. Mary Beth Gross, thank you for coming. Anything else for us?
They're the best turkeys ever.
All right.
It's a turkey breast. It's about 10 pounds, but it's really the best.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for that. It'll be a great, great program, great fundraiser. All right. Let's have in your packets, tab number one is the minutes or the journal. What's your pleasure? Do you have a chance to review them?
Judge, I'd like to make a motion to amend the first sentence, and that's a special session on October 2nd.
Very good.
And then there's also a correction in the, under new business, the second paragraph. There's a Allison in the second sentence needs to be corrected.
Spelling for Justice Allison's name.
Second.
All right, I've got a motion second to make those two corrections. Any further discussion on that? All right, all in favor of making those corrections, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so the motion carries and those changes have been made. What is your continuing pleasure?
Judge, motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second to approve as amended now. Any further discussion, changes, additions, deletions? Seeing none, all in favor, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so those minutes are approved as amended tonight. County officers report. Mr. Sampson, county treasurer.
Thank you, Judge. If you'll turn with the summary of statement of court report, January 1st through September 30th, 2023. County general fund, $1,000, $4,039,027.73. County road fund, $2,000, $4,519,928.44. County road sales tax fund, $3,402, $4,112,959.53. Animal welfare control fund, $3,404, $1,504,583.28. Criminal justice sales tax fund, $3,407, $2,444,527.63. Coronavirus relief fund, $1,005, $732,741.39. American Rescue Plan Fund, $3,046, $20,174,382.22. Turning to page two. This is our chart of revenue. As you can see, we're still north of the 2022 number. As we've talked about every month, we had a good month in May when the sales tax came in. We are not really ready to project over previous year until this October, November comes in. So still looks good, but I think it's this timing issue where we have a lot of prepaid taxes. So page three, that's the sales tax. Sales tax for September is $1,136,845.90. That is down 2.23% versus September of 2022. And we are still running at a positive 3.68%. I think it's 3.68% over year-to-date 2022. We do have a downturn. I've talked to the city of Conway and some other counties. Us and the city of Conway are almost identical in the downturn, which makes a lot of sense. Other regions of the state have a downturn, maybe not quite as much, but still a little bit of a downturn. Now, I want to say that just because it's below last year, that last year number was quite a huge gain over the previous year, September, and we still are running positive of last year's number year to date. You'll turn me to page four. Total tax collection so far this year is $10,342,580.60. That's 80% of our projected revenue. And as you know, through September is three quarters of our year, so we're still ahead of schedule there. And then on the last page is the chart. Both the one-year moving average and the three-month moving average have turned down. However, the three-month moving average is still above the one-year, so there's not time to panic just yet. But we are going to make projected. May not be quite as high as we originally thought, but it's still good numbers coming in. I believe our budget process is fixing to start. Revenues are projecting right now, and then we'll get the carryover, and the budget packages will come in. If anybody has any questions about the budgeting process, please come see me. We'll go through any of that y'all want to talk about. Are there any questions that anyone has on these reports?
All right, Mr. Treasurer, thanks for that explanation.
Thank you, Judge.
We will definitely be watching the sales tax trends. That's, I think, 2 months in a row down as compared to the same month last year. I think what's important that you said is that so far this year, and we've collected through, three-fourths of the year, we're 3.5% or better percent above last year, which was a rocket ship higher than the previous year.
Right. Our projected revenue right now is $13 million. We're going to come in above that. We just don't know really how much above that. We'll just trade down.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us understand it. Those of us who are not economics gurus and tax gurus, so we thank you for that. The reports that you give in a way that we can understand. Anything for our treasurer? All right. County clerk, Ms. Darter.
My report is in the book. If you've got any questions, I'll... glad to help you with them.
Thank you. Any questions for our clerk? All right, Sheriff's Report. Chief, you have one this month? Not one. Mr. Anderson, ARP and Road Report, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll try to speak up. If you'll turn to page four of your packet on ARP, I'll hit the highlights for you. the Conway Court Lower Ridge Water Project. They've got about 60% of it complete, and it's turned on ready for hookups. They're getting the final health department testing on the rest of it. It was actually pressure test, and then it'll be health department checks after that. Damascus Waterline Extension
is complete. We're waiting on the final request for billing on that. Greenbrier Wastewater, I talked to them. They're going to go to bid in December. We'll go to the next stage. The Guy Water at Bro Lane is complete. We just received the final billing for that today. Bologna 107 at Schultz is complete. They went over a little bit, but the water works picked up the difference. They have a little bit of cleanup left, but that's all the underground work is done, and they're awaiting testing from the health department to turn that on. Next stage, Mount Vernon, the emergency pump station. They have a lot of their parts and equipment they need on site. They plan to start at near the 1st of November with that. And that shouldn't take that long. It'd be a short run project. Let's see. If you'll go to the final page, just a reminder of what we have appropriated. We have about $746,000 we haven't appropriated now. The 14 or so million we had to appropriate. That doesn't account for the 10 million for lost revenue. Are there any questions on the ARP projects?
Can I take?
Yes, just one.
Do you mind if I ask for some updates on a couple of the other projects?
Sure.
Where are we at on the, I guess they're having to work with Conway Corp on the Lake Conway Community Water?
Because they
were seeking a second grant, correct, or going to the state for something else?
They are, and they are right now. I talked to the engineer last week, and he's getting the package ready to go out for bids.
Okay. What about Mayflower Wastewater?
Mayflower, they are still not sure what they're going to get, if anything, from the state.
Okay.
And that's going to determine, I think, which way they go with their money.
Okay. And then, if you don't mind me asking, on the nonprofits, I see almost all of them still have no expenses, or was it just contracting, or?
They just haven't come in yet. Some are waiting. Some have. The United Way's come in with some of theirs. City of Hope Outreach has come in with some of theirs. So.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? If there are none, if you'll turn to the road department update. One note with the burn ban, we haven't been able to bush hog a whole lot. The last thing we want to do is hit a rock or a piece of metal in a ditch and start a wildfire out there. So we're just now starting back with that. You'll see that across the county. We're trying to catch up on that. There was no asphalt laid this reporting period. All that I have listed are chip seal. If you will see, there's four there, Stanley Road, Gorman, Rupa Wayne, and Bull Creek. That has patching. That's in anticipation of an overlay. So they dig out the worst part. As an interim solution, we overlay it with the chip seal, and then we'll come back with asphalt. Saltillo Road Bridge, everything is complete but the striping. They finished the asphalt today and hope to open that later this week. And we're still waiting on Highway Department on 286 and Scott Caldwell's sidewalk. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report, subject to any questions.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for both reports. Any questions for Mr. Anderson?
Thank you.
Moving along to standing committee reports, Budget and Finance, Justice Mahasi.
Thank you, Judge. Budget and Finance has four ordinances and one resolution on the agenda tonight. We spent a lot of time discussing multiple raise requests. There was a handful of those that were passed by committee resolution to be added into the 2024 budget. The rest were tabled until the spring time frame because in that conversation we talked about a COLA possibly being able to take care of a lot of those and then maybe revisiting them in the spring. One other last note is that we decided after our fairly lengthy meeting to push our budget orientation agenda item to next Tuesday. So Budget and Finance Committee meeting will be meeting next Tuesday on October 24th. That's all I got. Thanks, Jess.
All right. Thank you, Justice Lahosky. Courts and Public Safety, Justice Coates.
Yes, sir. The Courts and Public Safety Committee did meet last Tuesday night. It was more of a question and answer session on some of the discussion concerning the animal shelter. We did have a couple of questions about the jail and some different things like that, but it was mainly a question and answer session about the animal shelter. There's still a lot of work going on behind the scenes. Some of the people in the community that are working on the board and creating the 501c3 are wanting to get that structure in place before I come before the court again. So we're kind of waiting on that structure and that foundation to be in place before I bring anything else before the court. That's all.
Thank you. Any questions for Justice Coates? Thank you for that update. Infrastructure Committee, Justice Knight.
Yes, Your Honor. Infrastructure met last week. We heard a case for a floodplain variance. There was an individual that had built a house 3.5 feet below the base flood level and requested us to overturn the decision made by the floodplain administrator. We heard the case, looked at the ordinance and the FEMA regulations, and could not find any fault with the decision that was made by the floodplain administrator, so we denied the request for a variance. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you for that explanation. And again, their authority under the law is very clear with regard to granting an exemption. And they, I think all who were present agreed they followed the law. They did their job. They didn't enjoy it. I don't think anybody there did, but I'm happy to report. I think there's a path forward for those people. They handle it very well. You know, I think everyone, I had a number of calls from JPs who felt awful, but, and I know our floodplain administrator, staff, I know the chair of the committee, Justice Knight, felt bad, and personally walked the roads for 2 hours, I believe, with a flashlight after he got home, put his children to bed. So that's not a fun part of this job, but I appreciate you and the committee going through that exercise. Appreciate it. OEM, our floodplain administrator. So, thanks, Sheila, Jimmy, all y'all's staff. Thank you for that. Anything further? Any questions of Justice Knight? All right, Personnel Committee, Justice Kendrick.
Judge, Personnel Committee met last Tuesday. We passed several resolutions for raise requests to budget and finance for consideration, and we've got three ordinances relating to the personnel manual for consideration tonight before the court. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that report. Any questions for Justice Kendrick? All right. Seeing none, next on the agenda is public comments. Are there any public comments on any item on the agenda before the court today, tonight? All right. Seeing none, next item on the agenda, special reports. There are none, of which I'm aware. Any special reports? Moving along, old business. Next item on the agenda, tab number 3. If you'll turn to tab number 3, Pine Village Volunteer Fire Department dues, proposed ordinance and proposed resolution. Mr. Murphy.
This is proposed ordinance 23-27 being read for the second time, although we'll discuss some of the changes and issues we needed to discuss regarding the first reading, but I'll go ahead and read it in title only. Election for Pine Village Volunteer Fire Department dues on each residence and business, sponsored by Justice Samuel Strain. And if I may go ahead and explain, there were some questions with last month in regards to the discrepancy between the resolution, which I think is part of this packet. We're not voting on this ordinance, nor are we voting on the resolution. The resolution is there upon the final reading and potential adoption of this ordinance. But in Section 3, there were some questions in regards to the discrepancies between the amount that was shown in the ordinance and the amount that was shown in the resolution. We were able to meet with the Pine Village Volunteer Fire Department and iron out those wrinkles. Basically, what you see here is Section 3A. Amount $60 per resident stays the same. It just has that in parenthetical, includes mobile housing, RV, campers, etc., uses detached living space. You see, additionally, B, that it has $15 per parcel of unimproved land up to 20 acres. I think that might have said 40 in the last month. There are also some additional, right there in Section 3, changes. So officially, since there has been changes to this ordinance, last month's ordinance reading does not count. So we start afresh, essentially. So if this court wants to adopt this ordinance, then one of two things needs to happen. One, we need to waive the first reading, and that has to pass by at least 9 votes. Or two, we can simply move on to the next month and take up the issue of waiving the reading, that third reading next month. Either way, I would propose that we simply take up waiving the first reading in this month's court. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, what's your pleasure?
Judge, I'd like to bring Ordinance 2327 to the floor for discussion.
Second. Got a motion and second. All right. Any discussion? All right, so you've heard Councilor Murphy's explanation. In other words, they've made some changes to clean it up and more accurately represent what the fire department or fire district wishes to put on the ballot. And so you're looking at an updated version. Again, that was voted to put it on the first reading last month, which happened. And so tonight would normally be the second reading. You can, the pleasure is yours. What is your discussion?
Judge, I'd like to make a motion. We waive the first reading.
Second. Okay, motion and second. Is it, I understand correctly, you'd like to waive the first reading of the ordinance that's presented today.
The amended, yes.
Okay. All right, any further? We got a motion and second. Do we have a second? You get the second?
Yes, just this night. Yes, just this night.
So any further discussion?
When are we trying to get this on the ballot? What election cycle?
Councilor?
Yeah, I think this is actually going to be on the March ballot. However, because the official election day is March 5th, but early voting begins in February, so because of that, the Election Commission needs a certain number of days, so the proposed passage of this would be in November, and that would give us the right amount of time in order to appear on the ballot.
So if we don't pass this motion to waive the first reading, it's going to put a strain on the Election Commission?
Well, it would actually make it probably, if we don't pass it, and we don't, we take it, this is the first month's reading, next month will be the second month's reading, and then January would be the third, that would be, it would be ineligible to be on the ballot.
Okay. So I was looking for that. Thank you.
It's all about the timeline. It takes a while to, you know, it's a while to the election date, but the ballots, the balloting process, it was printed and all of that is a lengthy timeline. A lot of work goes on. Any other discussion?
Judge, if I can, do I need to wait for this motion for a roll call on the motion, or can I discuss Section 3 right now?
You can discuss it now. Actually.
My question on Section 3, I see all this laid out with mobile housing, unimproved land. Where is this information going to come from? I guess I'm assuming via the tax collector in the assessor's office?
That's correct.
How parcels are done in personal property tax?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
And I think, Mr. Brewer can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think right now they currently have this set up in place. It's just a lesser amount.
Call the question.
Call the question. Roll call vote, please. Madam Secretary.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Grady. Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay, 12 votes for, none against. So the motion carries the ordinance. That would be the first reading waived, and this is the second reading. This was the second reading. So the final reading would be November's monthly meeting, next monthly meeting.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. And then just for reference, your informational purposes, you'll also see the resolution. You will not address that today. It'll be done in pair with the passage of the ordinance. But it's in there for your review. It's in the package. Or online, if you're looking online. All right, moving along to new business on the agenda, tab number 4. Proposed amended ordinance 23-26. It's the Sheriff's Office overdose response ordinance.
Motion to put ordinance 23-26 on the table.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Is there any discussion? This is tab number 4.
I know we discussed this, Counselor Margaret. This is just cleanup from what we passed last month, correct? Just with some of the information that was missing.
Yes, that's correct. That's pulling it out of the correct funds. We had them coming out of the wrong funds, and also there was anticipated projected was left off, and that's been corrected as well.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any further questions?
Are we trying to pass this tonight? Emergency?
It involves an appropriation, so it'll need 9 votes. It would be immediate.
Okay, I see the emergency clause now. Thank you.
Any further questions? Madam Secretary?
Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Kendricks?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lahosky?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, 12-4, none against. The motion carries. The ordinance passes. Tab number 5, moving right along. Proposed amended ordinance 23-28 to grant for Circuit Court 3rd Division.
Motion to put ordinance 23-28 on the table.
Second.
All right. Murphy.
Proposed ordinance, amended ordinance 23-28, sponsored by Budget Finance, being enacted by the Coroner Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled, an ordinance to create a full-time position in the Faulkner County Circuit Court, 3rd Division, and to declare an emergency.
All right, any discussion? Motion, second, read.
Judge, once again, if I may, this is just cleanup from last month, what was passed, just putting some of the correct grant and line item numbers.
Correct.
Thank you.
Further questions? Mrs. Daughter?
Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Grady? Kendricks?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lahosky?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Schock?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Right, motion carries. The ordinance passes. Moving along, tab number 7, proposed ordinance 23-31, and that's tab number 7. All right, excuse me, tab number 6, proposed ordinance 23-29.
Judge, I make a motion for the approval of ordinance 23-29.
Second.
Okay, motion and second, Mr. Murphy.
Proposed ordinance 23-29, sponsored by Budget Finance, being enacted by the Coroner Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63, dated December 20th, 2022, and to declare an emergency.
All right, Justice Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge, and I'm going to quickly defer to Justice Coates on Section 7. Justice Coates, will you refer to that?
Yes, sir. Back in our special meeting that we had, we discussed several times about several different things that were coming up with the voluntary animal tax fund. And so when we went back and started looking at that, those plans, since we're actually moving forward with those plans, those were necessary to send that out to bid and to get started on the shelter at all. And so several of us had mentioned making sure that no money is spent out of County General. For that purpose, I think Justice Kendrick brought that up as well, and we wanted to definitely make sure that we stuck by our word, and so that's why we got together and said that money needs to come out of voluntary tax fund instead of County General. That way, every part of the project is paid for out of that voluntary tax fund. That's just allocating that money so that the bid construction bid documents and engineered plans can be paid for.
Thank you for that. Justice Slahoski, or any other commentary, questions?
I'm good, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Madam Secretary.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Slahoski.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay, motion does pass. Motion carries. Ordinance does pass. And moving right along now, tab number 7, if you would. Proposed ordinance 23-31.
Motion to put ordinance 23-31 on the floor.
Second. Okay, Mr. Murphy.
Who was that second, please? Thank you.
Proposed ordinance 23-31, sponsored by a personnel committee, being enacted by the Quorum Port County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance entitled an ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Personnel Manual.
All right, motion second and a reading by title. Is there any discussion?
Judge, if I may.
Yes, sir. Justice Kendrick.
Judge, this came before the personnel committee, and there was three of them, and this is the first one. There were some proposed changes to our personnel manual. And based on some of that discussion, and I believe Councilor Murphy kind of headed this one up, but this is just aligning our technology resource policy within the personnel manual to really aligning it with that Arkansas State Code that we see in Section 2, Part A there, aligning it with that specific language so it matches state law. And that's a high-level gist of it. If there's any specifics, I'm sure the councilor would be happy to address.
Thank you. Are there any questions, any clarification, anything further? That's a moving target, obviously, technologically. And so with that, any questions or comments? All right.
Judge, I have a question.
Yes, Justice Murphy.
This may be for Councilor Murphy. This number 4 on here, each elected official shall create disciplinary procedures for a violation of this policy. Does each elected official kind of have their own employee handbook that outlines different disciplinary procedures that may erupt like this that come up in the personnel manual? Or what does that look like in action?
So that's a good question. And what we're seeing is, well, let me back up. First of all, yes, each elected official can have their own internal policies, and in fact do, I think, at least to some degree, have their own policies. And what we're seeing more and more is that, especially AAC, is encouraging officials. In fact, I think some of our officials went to a boot camp here this week, and my guess is they probably heard more about kind of establishing your own internal policies, and I say internal, within your office policies. And so this is a blueprint that came from AAC, and AAC obviously is encouraging our elected officials to begin kind of creating their own policies instead of having a large countywide blanket policy that our elected officials kind of work within the details, almost like administrative regulations in some way. So to your question, yes. At this point, upon the inaction of this, I think this is the first time we have it in our manual,
okay,
actually.
So
upon the inaction of this, our elected officials will work together, and they will have their own policy as in regards to this electronics policy.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you, Judge.
Yes, thank you. And, yeah, that's technology today, and you see it keeps a lot of us awake fairly often. Look around the country, see businesses and governments being hacked and so on and so forth. So it's something we really don't have a luxury. Back in the day, you know, that was an unused section of personnel manuals, public and private. But we don't have that luxury today. So, all right, so this would be the first reading, so you will not have a vote on it tonight. It'll be the second reading next month.
Just to ask a councilor question?
Yes, this is awesome.
On section 2A, number 3, would that clause
A, where it says express personal political opinion to an elected official, would that prevent an employee from using their county email address to email us on the court regarding something that's going to come up on the agenda?
If it is something in regards to their personal opinion, yes, it would prohibit. However, if it's an issue in regards to a corporate opinion, then that doesn't prohibit them. So, for instance, I can email you and say, Justice Allison, just want to remind you there's a second reading of this ordinance next month, and that's a corporate opinion. That's not a public opinion. However, as someone that lives in your district, it would be inappropriate for me to use my work email and say, Justice Allison, I, as a resident in your district, strongly encourage you to vote yes on this particular ordinance. That would be inappropriate.
So I'm thinking probably some county employees don't have another email address. I guess they'd have to find another means of communication to address us.
And there's a lot of free email address providers out
there.
Sure,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand that. Okay, thanks.
Good question. I'm sure you're not the only one to have that question. So it is what it is.
I have a question on just on that very point. Councilor Murphy, do you feel like this, because I don't know if you, as our county attorney, it seems like you would be held to the same policy as well. Do you feel hamstrung in your position as a county attorney to do any work by this?
Not at all.
I wanted to be able to ask you your opinion on that.
Yeah, well, thanks for asking.
You're using a technology resource, the microphone.
I am using a technology resource, that's right. But I try to keep my personal opinions out of this court.
Good question. It's not easy, and you know, often we walk around with pins and needles. JPs do too. Everyone's familiar with FOIA, number one. And this is all public money funded, all of this stuff. So we have to respect that. It's good that it requires us to be on our toes, and we're always mindful of that, right? You know, literally, without exception, probably every JP I've had conversations with them on just these nuances, you know, and respecting the law. Any further comments or questions? And thank you for your explanations, Councilor. All right, so no vote on that tonight. Any further questions or comments? Next, be tab number 8, proposed ordinance 23-32, travel reimbursement.
Judge, motion to put ordinance 23-32 on the floor.
Second.
All right, Councilor.
Proposed ordinance 23-32, sponsored by the Personnel Committee, being enacted by the Coroner Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an ordinance to repeal and replace Faulkner County Ordinance 12-05 and 07-16 to establish reimbursements for travel expense and or meetings or training sponsored by Faulkner County entities and for other lawful purposes.
Okay, we've got a motion, second reading by title. Any commentary, any questions?
Judge, if I may?
Yes,
sir. This was the second ordinance that came up, and this one is really related to travel expenses and meetings. Administrator Higgins presented this one and the next one, so if there are specific questions, I'm sure he'd be happy to address them for the JPs that weren't in attendance. But in Section 1, you can see that we've included gratuity up to 15% on this prior to this. Currently, if an elected official say they're taking somebody out to dinner on county business or for a working lunch or something, they have to cover that gratuity themselves. So this would allow them to be able to expense that. And then in Section 4, we basically tied in the gas reimbursement rate to what is allowable on the Arkansas Department of Finance website. And we had a motion by Justice Pearson and did some finagling on that language to tie it in where it specifically relates to that, so there wasn't any confusion. I think Administrator Higgins did any highlights of that?
Yes, sir.
That's all I got, Judge. Thank you.
Thank you for that explanation. Any further questions or comments?
If I may, Judge.
Yes, Justice. Justice Lyon.
Sorry. Section 4, I'm just curious. Do many of our employees travel out of state on county business, or is it mostly in state?
I would say that's mostly in state.
Okay.
You know, AAC related events and conferences.
I think occasionally NACO meetings that are out of state, and it's been my experience, at least in the last 2 or 3 years, that when they do travel out of state, they carpooled up with a car load and do a road trip.
Okay. So I don't necessarily have an issue with the reimbursement rate. I think it is very high. I'm an independent contractor on some side jobs, so I've seen, obviously, different entities are different levels. University of Arkansas versus University of Mississippi versus UCA, they all are different. The state generally, what is the state right now? They're not aligned with the GA.
I didn't bring my codes. I believe it was 52 cents.
Okay, so they're 13 cents lower than the national right now.
National, okay. Yes, exactly. So your point is, the University of Arkansas, when the state does this, they try to get an average throughout the state of Arkansas. Mississippi would be through the state of Mississippi.
Yeah. I just know that the different reimbursement rates are just vary, so we're just going to tie it to the state. So my next question then is, be kind of worried about parking fees. It says it's not reimbursable if you're not using a county vehicle. Certain conferences, if you're staying at, let's say, an embassy suite where there's a parking garage, that county employees must pay, of course, for parking. Is that almost, can that be at the discretion of the department? Instead of you taking a personal car, let's say go to Hot Springs, and you've got to pay $8 for parking at the hotel you stay at, you're not, I guess we're saying we can't reimburse them for the $8 a night?
I think that's a fair question, Justice Lane. I think the issue is, when we brought this up, we were asking what were the pain points. Mileage was the primary pain point because it's much lower, and with gas prices. Parking didn't come up, so I admit that it may be an issue, but it didn't come up where it's happening enough for to put it in the ordinance.
Okay. Thank you.
Good commentary and questions. Any further discussion? All right, so this will come up for second reading next month. We'll vote tonight. Next tab number 9, proposed ordinance 23-33, bereavement leave, tab 9.
Motion to put ordinance 23-33 on the table.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Counselor?
Proposed ordinance 23-33 is sponsored by the Personnel Committee, being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. An ordinance being titled an ordinance to amend and supplement the Faulkner County Personnel Manual.
Okay, any questions or commentary?
Judge, if I may?
Oh, yes, Justice.
This was the last of the three ordinances that personnel considered and passed on to the full court. We basically took a look here at the bereavement policy, and the only changes that were made within this policy was we added the language that if those 3 days of bereavement are going to be taken, that it will be with the approval of the supervising elected official. That was the main change within this one, so there was some discussion based around that, but basically the committee decided that ultimately if an employee is going to take those 3 days, that the elected official should have the final approval of those days. So let's just say right now we just had taxes due. So if somebody had those had bereavement days that they wanted that they needed to use during this time frame, that it was up to the discretion of the elected official to look at their office, to look at the works going on, to look at those time frames, and to make sure that it would not put the county or their office, I think, in a bind or a very hard spot should they be missing a critical person within that office. So that was really the highlight of the discussion within that. So, thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for the discussion? All right. Seeing none, there will be a vote next month. Second reading, actually, next month. No vote tonight. Tab number 10, proposed ordinance 23-34, one-time pay increase.
Judge. I got a motion to amend 23-34. There's some typos on here, so I want to make a motion to amend.
Okay.
And I guess second.
Got a motion second to amend.
And I will explain my amendments if that's good. That's in order.
Let's go ahead and have the reading, and then we'll have.
Okay.
Yeah, proposed ordinance 23-34 being enacted by the Quorum Court, the County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to entitle an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 22-63 is a one-time pay increase of $300 for all full-time employees and $150 for part-time employees, and to declare an emergency.
Okay, Justice Lasky.
Thank you, Judge. So just a few typos throughout the ordinance, Justices. First one is about five of them all together. First one is Section 5. That first amount is off by 1 cent. So it'll be amended to 922.27. The second amendment is that we do a find and replace on every instance of the word foon and replace it with fund. Although we do have a lot of foon here on the quorum court. The next one is Section 9. Across from the $150, the line item reads 1001. It should read 1002, and it should also read part-time instead of full-time on Section 9. And then our last two amendments. Yes.
They were corrected on what y'all see. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh,
no, what?
You got it corrected?
They're corrected in the book, what they see, but you needed to approve it. They need to vote, know that it was changed, so that was the purpose.
So what I have in my hand is what we passed out of Budget and Finance. So, good. You don't have to make little notes. All right. The Section 17 said department, I don't know what it said, but it's supposed to be Department 0600, like y'all see in front of you. And Section 18 says appropriated and should say transferred instead of appropriated. And all those corrections are made in front of me, except for Poon.
Noted.
All right. Further questions and comments? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
I guess that was the motion to amend, and so I'll make a motion for the approval of 23-34.
Second. Okay, motion and second. We've already had a reading. Is there any further discussion on the substantive content of the ordinance? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay, motion carries, ordinance passes. Tab number 11, this is proposed resolution 23-09 UPS tax diet.
Judge, I motion for the passage of resolution 23-09.
Second.
Okay, motion second, Counselor. Proposed resolution 23-09, resolution of the Quorum Court, Fulton County, certifying local government endorsement of United Parcel Service, Inc. to participate in tax back program as authorized by section 15-4-2706D of the Consolidated Incentive Act of 2003. Okay, motion second. Any discussion, any questions?
Judge.
Yes.
Just a bit of discussion. This is something Arkansas law provides us quorum courts to do as an economic incentive for folks coming into the county. We did the math on it in committee. Justice Allison, you had a comment on that. Do you remember what the math was? It was like $2,500.
I think it was like $2,500.
It's like $2,500 that we basically lose out on this incentive. And we, Justice Allison mentioned how UPS brings us more than that. So,
all right. I believe we have Mr. Jack Pillow from the Chamber, Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for coming today.
Yeah.
And if you'd like a moment to just kind of explain the tax back framework.
And I think I'm standing between us and dinner, but so I previously worked for the ADC, the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. So I did this in places all across Arkansas. First time doing it in my hometown or home county. So, your estimation is almost exactly what I got as well. It's really I'm not going to say it's a formality, but it is a way to support at the city level and county level with the sales tax. So I'm happy to go into more detail. The only thing eligible for it is building expenses. So the investment that they have in the building, that's all that's eligible for the program. If they go out to eat, if they leave their facility and go out to eat, they're not getting a refund on that sales tax. So
in other words, the materials they use to expand that facility, rather than them paying sales tax on that, that's just some small incentive that we can give. So it's not on the goods and services, sales tax on the goods and services they are providing. This is just for their expansion. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay. And is it a fairly common practice?
Yes.
Thank you for coming tonight. Any questions for Mr. Pillow in the chamber? Thank you for coming. Any further questions or comments? Just small.
Sir, Judge, my employer, I'll have to stand for vote.
Thank you for that. Yes. We show that in the record. Any further questions or comments? Roll call vote, please.
Allison.
Yes.
Boyer. I'm sorry, I have a bad sheet. So, Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Grady? Kendricks?
Yes.
Knight?
Yes.
Lahosky?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Moss?
Present.
Pearson?
Yes.
Roberts?
Yes.
Schott?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes. I feel confident just Spoyer would have voted on that. He's probably smiling down. Just to break the ice on that. So motion carries, the ordinance passes. Congratulations, UPS and Chamber, for coming here. I think that's great. We love UPS here, major employer, and I know they come by our house 3 or 4 or 5 times a week. So thankful to have them here. All right, moving right along. Next on the agenda is the appointments. We have none this month. The announcements, I touched on some of them. I do want to make another announcement, and I don't know if you have seen on screen or if you've seen the handouts, but each year in Faulkner County, we're excited this time of year to have an event. We call the Fall Cleanup, Countywide Fall Cleanup, and the e-waste drive, electronic waste drive. And so a little bit of personal testimony here. That's the one time of year I can go up into the attic and drag those electronics down that they amass right after Christmas, you know, the old ones or whatever, and I have to sit on them for a year. But the e-waste, you know, computers and monitors, things like that, this is a great opportunity. Several locations, I won't bore you with all the details. Go to our website, faulknercounty.org, or you can go to... you can look at, I think we have some extra copies of this, do we, Mr. Higgins? See Randy before you leave. He's got some extra copies of that. And so that is Friday and Saturday till noon. Friday all day and then Saturday till noon. Quite a few locations. And primarily, you talk about here in Conway, you talk about the Expo Center. You can go to our Faulkner County Road Shop on Akron Gap Road. I'll just go ahead and read these. Worcester Fire Department, the Bologna Street Department, Department of Sanitation here in Conway. I mentioned the Expo Center and Fairgrounds, Holland City Hall, and Guy City Hall. It's a great opportunity for you to do that. We'll have plenty of help there unloading your vehicle. Passenger tires will be taken to the Faulkner County Road Shop. Passenger tires only, must be off the wheel. All right. That should excite several people. So, any questions on that? We're excited about that. Pass the word, tell your family members. You'd be surprised how many people take advantage of that. And it's great. It's very easy to do. Just drive through there. No one knows you. So, anyway, I'm looking forward to that. And are there any questions on that? Just as I'd ask you to share that on your social media and help us get the word out if you would. That helps us keep trash off our county roads and the ditches, city streets, and so forth. we love making that available. It's advantageous for anybody who lives in Faulkner County who may not have such favorable term for getting rid of their garbage the entire rest of the year. Some of you have been like, well, it's just another day for us. But a lot of people who can't do that. So we're happy to bring that, play a role in that, play a part of that. We thank Solid Waste Management District, Faulkner County Solid Waste Management District, and all who play a role in that. So certainly Conway Sanitation and others. Any questions? Any other announcements? Did I miss any announcements? Anyway.
Judge, I'd like to point out this fundraiser that Ms. Mary Beth Gross gave out for the turkey fundraiser for 4-H.
There you go.
These folks do a world of good for the young people in our county. Kids who are too young to participate in FFA, but they're giving them opportunities to develop leadership skills and responsibility, and God knows we need that in this society today.
Yes, no doubt. I did mention the turkey fundraiser, right? I did. Yeah, don't miss that opportunity. They offer great prices, and it's always great stuff. So support those kids. Support those kids. Really, it's all our job. It really is. All right, and one final note. Thank you, Tom, for reminding me. Does anybody know what yesterday was? I'm looking at two ladies in here. I know two know. I want to thank our collector, Sherry Coons, our assessor, Chrissy Lewis, for, I got to witness some of it today, believe it or not, but they have such a really difficult job, and we've all the rest of us elected officials see them have suffered through that a few times a year, but tax deadline was yesterday, so they have such a stressful job. In some cases, even physically affects some employees. I mean, it's a tough job. I would invite you to just familiarize yourself with what they go through on those days. The people having to pay their property taxes, it's stressful on them. And so you can imagine that the numbers of people having to go through that stress might tend to take it out on our employees. So I want to thank both of you and your organizations. Let's give them a round of applause. Well done. Well done. These lights wouldn't be on, but that they have done their job. So thank you. Thank you. Any other announcements? All right, we are adjourned.